What were we talking about?
I don't know. What are we going to talk about?
Life. Strip clubs. 38% strip clubs will come up.
Yeah. No, I haven't been to a strip club in a while.
You'll have to dig deep for the memories.
Yeah.
The one story that you haven't told yet.
Yeah, maybe this booze will reactivate something.
Oh, maybe it will. Episode 28, Nick and Matt's Infinite Shit List. This is Matt.
I'm Nick.
Welcome back. It's been quite a while because that's how we do it.
Right. We're busy men.
We're the solar eclipse of the podcast world.
We're a little more regular than that.
Okay. Well, you said more. I was going to say, if you said less regular, I was going to say, we're the Nick Cross getting laid at the podcast world.
That's more like it.
That's okay. Yes. All right. Now the secret is out. We only have an episode whenever Nick. No, we only have like three episodes.
Then. It'd be bad.
Yeah, it'd be bad. It'd be worse than it is. Thank you for tuning back in, our faithful listeners. We know that we abandoned you, but those times that you saw one set of footprints in the sand, that's your cliche. That's not on us. We don't even go to the beach. We burn.
No, we're very white.
We are very white. So apparently you said something about booze reactivating our memory cells.
Yeah, I've got something. Since I just got back from Canada, I decided to pick up a little little taste of the Molson.
Wow, we went high end today.
Yeah.
Mine. Are we going to need a bottle opener for this?
I don't know, actually.
All right, I'll get one anyway.
Probably.
Why don't you describe it to the good people?
Molson beer. Yeah, it's pretty standard. Is Molson supposed to be the high-end beer in Canada? I have no idea. I mean, there's basically Molson and Labatt.
Yeah.
They're like the Budweisers of Canada.
I think Molson's a little fancier, isn't it? I mean, there's other Canadian beers. There's other, like, but they kind of drop off. They're not
There's only two Canadian beers.
Exactly.
There's only two beers in Canada and one road.
Right, there's just one road, two beers, and three channels done by the CBC.
Yeah, that show hockey all the time.
Exactly. If this was the fanciest Canadian beer, though, wouldn't the label be denim?
It would be. They need to dress these up a little bit
more. They do.
It's pretty plain.
All right, well, cheers.
Yep. Solid beer.
Solid. That is beer. It has the red maple leaf on the logo.
It has a very beery flavor.
It says Canadian gigantically.
Yeah, Molson Canadian.
In case you're wondering, apparently it's made from Canadian water. That's good. Prairie
they
barley.
They don't import their water.
They don't import their water. It's very expensive to import water. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. Prairie barley and no preservatives. So yeah, all right. Slick, easy. I like it.
Yeah.
We each got three here. Maybe this can be an all Canadian tour story episode.
Well,
maybe we should dedicate this entire episode of the podcast to Canada.
Oh, to what happens in Canada?
Yeah, it would be about 23 minutes long.
Man. And
we drag out every single story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly the only stories I have about Canada involve border crossings. And the rest of it's just sort of like,
All right, well, talking about boarding crossings and talking about Canada, you just got back from being on tour with the kids, which, if you're regular listeners of the podcast, know is code for Murder by Death.
Yes.
We call them the kids. I think we stole that from Grey Blue, I think, and Will Pepple. I think they're the two that I first heard call them the kids.
Yeah, which is funny. I can't even really call them that because half of them are older than I am.
Right. I can do it. I can get away with it.
Yeah, you have the age.
Although not like maybe I mean I should call them the nephews and niece.
Yeah.
The nephews and niece.
The cousins,
the younger annoying cousins, like, hey, what are you listening to that old man music? You know, like that kind of stuff. So you were out on tour with Murder by Death in Canada. How did that go?
It was pretty solid. We had like a very disastrous day in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay. Which is now part of Canada, apparently.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Okay.
I mean, it was mostly Canada. We did a few days in the States on the way back. But, Fargo, really fucking weird, fucked up day. We had a 10-hour drive to get to the show, 600 miles.
Mm-hmm.
As we're loading in, Adam throws his back out. Which
is this in the fishbowl or the aquarium?
The aquarium.
Yeah, so it's like a two-story.
You have to go up a lot of stairs.
A lot of stairs to load in.
Yeah, so he's out of commission. He's like laying on the floor whining. And and then...
Do you want to do an impersonation of his whining that he's doing?
No.
No?
No, not really.
Just like not even a sound?
It was just more like a, you know, it's just complaining.
Okay,
like,
all
just
right.
complaining.
Well, you know, and well, you
my
know,
my back hurts.
My know? Back hurts.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
it's fine. Don't be so dramatic about it.
All right, but, spoken like a tour manager.
Yeah. Now I have to carry all your shit.
So, yeah.
Leading up to the show, we've gotten this email from this woman who wants to propose to her boyfriend during their set.
Always classic. Always.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why do you got to drag the band into this bullshit?
Exactly. You know? So Adam has like at least convinced her that he's not going to let them on stage to do it.
Right.
They want to do it during their song Foxglove, which is a romantic little song.
Sure, sure.
And so he convinces her, like, you know, we'll dedicate the song to him from you before right. it. During the song, you guys can, you know,
right.
you can do your thing. You just give me the thumbs up, and I'll announce it after the song is over.
Right.
Pretty easy, right?
Right, right.
So
and she's proposing to him.
She's proposing to him.
Fargo ladies, man, you gotta love that.
He has no idea.
Yeah.
So they get there, they come and meet me at the merch table mm-hmm. to, like, be like, hey, this is who we are, blah, blah, blah. He is already wasted. This dude is like, and you know, they're telling me that like this is their they have two kids together.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to go out much. Right. They're actually from South Dakota. They traveled to Fargo to come to the show.
Right.
It's the first time as a couple they've ever been away for a night alone.
Since the kids.
Yeah. So this dude is like ready to fucking go all out and like party.
Yeah.
So he's drunk as shit and she's like freaking out. And so she starts drinking like way too fast because she's clearly very nervous about right. the whole thing.
Right.
So right before they go on stage, I see her coming up the stairs and I'm like, okay, they're going to be playing it fourth, you know, the yeah. fourth song in the set. So you're ready.
Right.
She's like, I can't find him anywhere. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus. He got kicked out of the show. So, like, she finds that out. She starts crying. Then she, like, goes up to the stage. They've already started playing at this point. And they're about to do it. And she just stands next to, she's standing there next to Sarah, like, in tears. And is like, it's not happening. And Sarah's just like, okay. Like, I gotta play the show now. So then she just follows me to the merch table and just stands there crying next to me for like the entire set. She's like, she goes through like, well, not crying the entire time, because she goes through like the full range of emotions about it.
Sure.
Like, she's crying and then she's fucking pissed. Like, then she's like so mad. Starts telling me all this shit about him, like talking shit about him. Like, she's like, you know, I always thought he cheated on me when we first started dating. Man, I'm such an idiot. I should have never. He's a fucking loser. He's a fucking loser. Like all this shit. I'm just like, oh God.
Yeah.
Go away, please. Just leave me alone.
Did she propose to you? Is that where this is going? She's like, I'm getting fucking married.
Yeah. Well, then at that point she's already drunk, and then she tells me I'm going to get really drunk now, and I'm like, but you're already drunk.
Yeah.
Like,
you're clearly... And how are you getting back to South Dakota?
They had a hotel.
Oh, I don't... Okay.
Either way, she towards the end of the show, she's wasted, and I see her. She kind of comes back from the bar, and we're in the back of the, like, I'm set up in the back of the room. She drags a bar stool out, like up against the back wall, and decides she's going to stand on it. And she's wearing like heels and like.
Oh my god!
And the dude at the door, like, I could just see the fear on his face. Like, he's just like, no, you don't get up there. Don't get up there. And she starts climbing on the stool anyway. And I'm just like, I'm going to have to catch her. Like, I already know this is about to happen.
Yeah.
And sure enough, stumbles, like, as she's trying to stand up, falls back. I catch her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I can do this. And actually gets up anyway. And actually, she made it up finally. And I can... Right after the show, Sarah was like, was that her standing on the stool in the back of the room? She was like, how did... They were insane. And during all of this, during their set, somebody stole shit out of the green room.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet. Did they only steal Scotty's bag, or did they steal a bunch of shit?
They stole Dagan's jacket for some reason.
Okay.
And Scotty's bag. And they went through a couple bags, mm-hmm. but nothing was missing, which we found odd.
Hmm.
Like Dagon's bag, like his he had his little like dow kit in it. We found that in the dumpster out back. Like they took that out of Dagon's bag, but they left his computer. Must have decided they didn't like that one. Like it was odd the way things were picked through.
Yeah.
They wanted his jacket more than his laptop.
That's apparently. So weird. You know, it is really odd. You know, like our good friend Dave DeBrucker's house was broken into a couple weeks ago, and I guess it was just kids or whatever because they stole like a bunch of movies, like DVDs and shit. And I didn't get the full story for him. I just kind of like heard bits of it. But I guess they didn't keep. He found all of his shit like a block or two away behind the dumpster or something like that. Like they didn't like it was just like kids doing it to do it sort of thing. You know?
Yeah. Or it was like. They didn't have a car. So maybe they were trying to store it and come back for it later.
Yeah, or something like that, or like some kind of weird scenario like that. I don't think I've ever told this story on the podcast, but when I lived in Evansville, towards the end of living there, I ran an all ages club for a year and only a year until I was like, well, fuck this.
Yeah,
it's like I'm tired of drywalling my bathroom wall every week because punk rock kids think it's awesome to kick holes in it.
Yeah,
but. We had our final show. It was a big blowout. It had a lot of people come out. Everybody was like very nice. Everybody was cool. Nobody punched a hole in the wall that night. The fucking sound guy that I rented the PA from breaks down his entire PA and stacks it up, ready to go. He's going to come back the next day and pick it up. I go home. I get in bed. About an hour later, I get a phone call from the guy that owned the building. He's like, the alarm is going off. I was like, fuck, all right. So I'll go down there. Someone had smashed through the front door, had to move the prepackaged, ready-to-go PA system worth like $10,000 minimum, scooted it out of the way so that they could steal the $5 couch that I'd gotten at Goodwill for the club. The only thing missing. They didn't even take the mic case, which is full of like, right there, a couple thousand dollars worth of mics.
Yeah.
Nope. They actually had to literally scooch the speaker cabs out of the way
so
they could get the $5 couch. Yeah. Which is after
maybe it was, you know what I bet it was? I bet it was some kid who like met his first girlfriend there on that couch. Yeah. And he's so romantic about it. Look, baby.
Yeah.
Look, I got the couch from the club that's closing down.
I turned it from a $5 couch to a $305 couch after I replaced the door.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, good times. So, thievery. Don't do it, kids.
Yeah. The best part about this thing is that as soon as I tell the club about it, the first reaction from the bartender is, he just goes, fucking Metcalf. And I was like, what? And he was like, turns to somebody, he's like, Metcalf was in here tonight, wasn't he? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, what, you know this person? And they were like, well, I can't say for sure it was him, but he tried to steal stuff from people before and he got caught. And I was like, and you let him back in? What the? He's not banned? Are you fucking kidding me?
That is crazy.
And they gave me the name to tell the police.
That's good at least.
They're like, his name is Paul Metcalf. They were like, apparently he got caught trying to steal some DJ's turntables and like take him out the back door. Like he had one of them already in the trunk of his car. And then he actually pulled the like, I don't know how that got here. Like,
oh, my God. All right. Well, listeners, you heard it. Paul Metcalf.
Yeah.
In the Fargo area. If anybody knows him, knows where he lives.
Yeah. Apparently, he's a big dude because we were going to get a posse together. And like, somebody was like, I think he lives like blah, blah, blah. We were like, let's fucking go then. And they were like, the guy's kind of, I don't know if you want to fuck with this guy. I was like, God damn it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's why we should all wear guns. We should all carry guns.
That's true. I would have just shot him on sight.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I had a professor in college tell me one time, he was talking about, and he was kind of a liberal guy, but he said, he's like, I'm for gun ownership. He's like, because look at me. He's like, I'm a short, fat Jew. He's like, if I accidentally rear in some good old boy in his pickup truck and he wants to beat my ass, there's nothing I can do about it. But if we both have guns, it's like, that's a level playing field.
You got a fighting chance.
He's like, that's a level playing field. He's like, not only that, he's like, that other guy's probably going to think twice before he wants to start some shit. Because if he knows that I also have a gun, it's like, you know. It's a point. It made a point.
It makes a point. Yeah. I mean, it also is factually inaccurate.
Yeah, of course.
Because we have more gun deaths in our country than like.
Oh my God! You go to Canada for one fucking week, come back as fucking socialist. God.
Healthcare.
I don't know if I want to drink the rest of this beer.
It turns you into a commie.
A commie. Oh, it's the official imported beer of the NHL, by the way.
Oh, well.
So we should probably fight later.
Yeah. We have to get on skates first.
I'm going to put you in the boards. I'm going to put you into the boards here after I have another one.
I'm going to pull your shirt up over your head.
Oh, you don't have to give me drunk to do that, Nick.
Hey.
All right. So that was the low point of the tour.
Yeah.
What was the high point of the tour? You know, I'm required to ask, but I think we've already answered it in the intro. any ladies show you any love? Anybody pay you to strip this time?
No pay to strip. I mean, I did score.
You did score?
Yes.
Oh, and of course, that's why we're having an episode now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's
you scored, all right. And do you want to just say the city?
Fort Wayne.
Do you guys play Fort Wayne?
Yeah, we did do a show.
So you're like the returning hero. Like, I'm with the band. Yeah. You wouldn't talk to me before at the Brass Rail, but now look at me selling t-shirts.
You want to come back to my parents' basement with me, don't you?
I know how you can get that t-shirt you don't have the money for. Yeah.
Yeah, there was that.
Is this someone that you knew beforehand or just?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you took her back to your parents' basement?
Yes, I did.
How did breakfast the next day with the parents go?
They were gone, luckily. They had to go to work the next day. Okay. So, right.
So it was a weekday.
Yeah.
All right.
My sister was home, and she clearly told on me. Because my
your dad high-fived you?
No, a week goes by, and I was talking to him. I had called my mom, you know, just check it in.
Yeah.
And she had a whole conversation. Then right at the very end, she was like, "So who was our house guest the other night?" And I was just like... Shit! my mom just started laughing. She was like, "Bringing home groupies." I was just like,
"Nice." At least mom knows what's up.
Yeah, mom ain't no fool.
Yeah, that's good. I thought you were gonna say you knew that your sister told on you because your dad just kept high fiving you for some reason.
Like, good job.
It's like, so proud of you, son. What?
Why now?
I'm just watching TV. Like, why finally now?
Yeah, you're finally proud. It only took 31 years to make my father proud.
There you go. All right, well, very good. So are you going to see this young lady again, you think? Because you're heading back home to Fort Wayne, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, she came to the show from out of town. But, yeah. I'd imagine I'll see her again somewhere along the line.
Okay, that's very cavalier. You're a man of the road.
Exactly. I did lay some solid groundwork in a couple other places as well.
Okay,
so.
good. Yeah.
Although I don't know that I'm going to be back in Calgary anytime soon. Yeah. I had a little make out with a girl in Calgary.
Nice, nice. All right.
But.
Was she a cowgirl?
She was a college girl.
It was a college girl.
She was like.
They have a big cattle industry in Calgary. That's why I bring that up.
I don't know how old she was.
Oh, okay. Are you sure college?
She was young. Okay. But it was at the show was at a college. Okay. So
clearly she had to be.
She was in
she
college.
She had to be aware of where the college is located. Yeah. So she's at least gone on some college tours.
She was able to drink at the show, which in Canada means she's 19 at least.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Because that's their drinking age.
Yeah. But she looked young?
She looked pretty young.
Yeah. Did she make out young? You know what I'm talking about? What she experienced? And did she, like, all enthusiasm and no skill? You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. No, I mean, she'd clearly kissed someone before.
All right.
So, I mean, it wasn't just some, like, here's my mouth and my tongue open. Wah! Like, which I...
It's time. I can remember. It's time like this. I really wish this was a video podcast.
You see
just
what I
audio.
Just did.
It's like, ah!
It kind of reminded me of this girl I went out with in high school for a short period of time who I was her first boyfriend, and she had clearly never kissed a boy before, and I think she thought the kissing was swallowing my head, because like her mouth it somehow like expanded. It was like she was an alien being.
I've seen that episode of Buffy. I know what you're
like. It was. Ridiculous. I couldn't put up with it. I tried to teach her.
Yeah, I had a girl in college that I made out with one time that I literally after the first couple of minutes, I had to like go, fucking calm down. Like, I was like, her tongue was trying to like rip my tongue out of my mouth. I was just like, what?
It was like Species or something.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, whoa, calm down. Like,
Yep.
Yep, good days. You know, I went to Calgary a couple years ago when I was still working for the music publicity firm. They have a big music festival up there that we work.
Calgary's kind of cool.
It's kind of a cool town. It's unfortunately just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I think literally it's like 12 to 14 hours to the nearest city driving. It is like in the middle of fucking. I mean, big city. But maybe
Edmonton's city. 3 years or 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay.
It's 3 hours north, but
okay.
Outside of Edmonton, yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah. Maybe just seem more remote, but we had a great time, man. Like when we were stayed right downtown, the festival was right downtown. It's a cool city, man.
Yeah.
But they have a big cattle industry. They actually have a cattle drive down Main Street, down like, because it also has all this oil money. That's where all the oil sands are. Yeah,
apparently Alberta's very rich.
Yeah, no, it's the richest province because that's where all the oil sands are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, so you have all these giant fucking skyscrapers downtown that are all these oil businesses. And then for 1 week a year, they turn the downtown into a fucking rodeo, basically. And they have a cattle drive right down Main Street.
That's like, kind of awesome.
I think it's fucking super awesome. Yeah. Like, that's some Canadian
shit. I know their Canadian Football League team is called the Stampeders. That makes sense.
Yeah. There you go. Sure. Yeah. All right, that's enough about Canada.
All right.
Or Calgary, anyway.
Calgary.
Let's move on to Edmonton.
Yeah. Can we talk about Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
Again?
I know.
All right, so the high point of the tour was you got laid in your own hometown.
Yes.
All right.
Made out with a couple of girls.
Made out with a couple of girls. So how many girls did you make out with on the tour?
Two.
Two. This is
outside
good.
Of the, you know.
Yeah.
Three, I guess.
Three, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. So two makeouts, one score,
if
we're going to call it that. All right. So one was in Calgary. Where was the other?
Champaign.
Champaign, Urbana?
Yes.
So not that far, possibly a listener to the podcast. And so was this also a young college girl?
No.
Was this the mother of a young college girl?
No. She's my age.
Okay.
So she's 30.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And so how did that occur? Like, also, how did the other one occur? We didn't get into, like, we just went into right to, like, did you throw some game? Were they coming at you? Like, what was going on there?
Which one?
We can do both of them.
Fort Wayne was somebody I already kind of knew.
Well, you already laid the groundwork a little bit there. So.
So that was just, that one was like, that was coming. Foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Sure. Like, you put her on the guest list, which, ladies, means only one thing.
I did put her on the guest
list.
Exactly,
yeah. Nick Cross puts you on the guest list. There's some expectations that go along with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Calgary girl was just sort of, it was like, she had like a friend, like her friend she was at the show with was like a kind of a super fan.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, sorry.
If you can't tell, we're trying to open the next round of beers. And
yeah,
it's not going
we're
so hot.
Just throwing stuff all over the place. All
right, so her friend was a super fan, but she was not that interested, so she's in the back hanging out with you. Because she could give two shits about the band while her friend is up there.
I think she liked the band, but her friend was definitely like up at the front of the stage singing every word.
Right.
And so she was like kind of hanging back with me.
Sure.
I don't know how that happened, really. Basically, at one point, I just said, she was like, I have to run to the bathroom real quick. I was like, actually, I have to go too. And then I like walked down the hall, like, because it's in a college union building.
You know, right.
Like, and just kind of waited for her to like come out to go back to the showroom.
Nothing sort of creepy at all about that.
Just sort of caught it in the hallway.
Yeah. Did you already have your makeout face on before like she comes out? You're
I just
like,
stood. Ah. Yep, that's exactly what I did.
So she came out of the bathroom and you started making out with her.
Yeah, I mean we walked halfway down the hall and then kind of like you know
yeah
got the arm around her.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Made a move.
Did you check to make sure she'd washed her hands?
Maybe that's why she was rubbing them off my back.
Exactly. You misinterpreted it. They were just out of paper towels in the girls' room. Yeah. You're like, oh, she's really into me.
Yeah, look at her touch me. No, yeah. She's just
wiping her pee-pee on your back.
Her pee-pee.
Yeah.
What are we, like, six?
Apparently she was, the way you describe her.
I'm going to put her age at 20 to 22.
Though, okay, all right. Okay, in the...
Which
okay.
is young.
Yeah, that's a little young, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and so you worked the I'll walk you to the restroom and back angle on that one. It's a classic move.
Yeah,
classic gentleman's move.
Yeah, you know. Anytime you're out somewhere, just follow a girl to the bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah,
it works every time.
Every single time. Yeah, you don't even have to even know her if you've met her before.
You just basically stand outside of the bathroom and wait for girls to come out.
Yeah, yeah. So one of them will take you up on it. All right, so then the woman that was your age in Champaign, how did that come about?
Well, she's kind of a super fan.
Okay.
She's traveled to several shows. I've seen her before.
Did she have Murder by Death tattoos?
No.
Okay. Not that you saw. You didn't get that far with
her. Yeah, I don't think she does.
Okay.
I've definitely seen girls with Murder by Death tattoos.
I have a Murder by Death tattoo. Sort of. Well, it's a Big Trouble Little China.
It's a friend tattoo.
Friend tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like you don't have the band's name.
No, I don't. I don't even listen to the band. Yeah, so,
but yeah, that one. She, the last show she'd been at, she'd been with some guy who I remember being very, very drunk.
Right.
And she had told me at the show she would like this. She'd just met this dude or whatever, and she'd.
I feel like you've told this story on the podcast before.
I don't think so, because
I think I remember you were like, next time I go back to Champaign.
Oh, maybe I was talking about Carbondale.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
This is a different girl.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So this is a super fan, and last time she was there, she was with a really drunk guy.
Yeah, and
she was going to propose to him.
Yeah. So she comes up to me, and I'm like, man, you know, last time I saw you, you were you had a situation on your hands. She was like, yeah, fuck that guy, he's gone now. I was like, oh, not no good. And she was like, you know, after that show, we had she had traveled to come to that show. She was like, I had a hotel room. I took him back to my hotel room. I went into the bathroom. I came out. He was naked on the bed, but passed out asleep. She's like, and then I saw how little his dick was, and I decided to fuck him. And like, I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But she was like, I haven't been laid in forever now. And I'm just like, thank you for the intro. Like, here we go. And I can help you with that.
What is literally how do you respond to, I haven't been laid in forever? Because, okay, here's...
You don't want to be too, like...
Yeah.
You don't want to be too forward about that. Like, you don't want to just be like, well, I'll fuck you. You know, like...
Yeah. You're in a tough spot here because she's definitely throwing out the, like... She's, you know, she's opened the door.
Exactly.
But you've also already found out that she's not a fan of small pricks. What do you do, Nick Cross? What do you do?
Not have a small prick?
I don't... That's the correct answer,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So... We were driving back to Bloomington directly after that show.
Of course.
So, of course, I had no, you know, where to go. But it was definitely like, she lives outside of Chicago. And so I'm going to be in Chicago next month on the next tour, tour that I'm doing. So I told her that. And so she's going to come hang out.
Yeah. And you're already working on the routing, and there will be no overnight drives from Chicago that night.
Chicago to Minneapolis, so fuck it.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's short. That's easy to do the next day.
7 hours.
Yeah. you send them your proposed routing. Like, why do we keep driving back to Chicago to spend the night? Like, it's so out of the way.
I don't understand. Why did we skip the show? Why are we skipping that Toronto show and going straight from Montreal to Chicago?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't get it.
So you brought that up. You're on a new tour coming up, thanks to myself and Will Pepple.
Yeah.
Will recommended me, and I turned it down, so then I recommended you.
Yep.
I think you also got recommended, but I think I got the call first.
Maybe.
I don't know. I would have said yes, then...
I
would have not had it.
Out in the cold.
Yeah. But you're out with two major, like, baby bands on major labels.
Yeah.
So they just want to spend a ton of money that the bands will never recoup.
Exactly.
And will owe the label forever. That's, you know, that's not your problem.
Exactly. It's not my problem at all. If they want to, like, blast through a ton of cash and play for 300 people a night. And, like,
if they're lucky. Yeah. Fuck. I mean, like, I was reading that, and I'm a little out of touch. I'll give you that.
I did check out the headlining band, Crystal Fighters. They had a song that I was, like, instantly recognized.
Oh, okay.
From being, like, in commercials and stuff.
Okay, so there's that.
There's
something there. There's something happening. I'm getting so out of touch, though. You know, like, IUX is having their culture shock.
I don't know any of the people on that
I thing. Swear to God, like, I know the local band, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know Busman's Holiday, and I was reading the rest of the names, and I'm like, I've never even heard of these bands.
I think I'd heard of one of them, but didn't even know they were, like, legit.
Yeah.
Just like, who is it? The one that's, like, headlining, I had vaguely heard of.
Yeah. So, Shickley's working on his rawhide bone. That's
what's taking care of business on that.
Cleaning his teeth. He's very hygienic, the dog. All right, so you're going to go out on this tour. How long is that tour going to be?
It's like 2.5 weeks. It's not very long.
And when does that start?
May 21st, I think. Something like that.
That can't be right, because the reason I had to turn it down is because it started while I was still going to be out on my tour.
Yeah, maybe it's like 3 or 4 days earlier.
I think it starts in a couple of weeks.
No, it's May. It's late May into early June.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I know the last day.
Oh, that's what it was. It went into like my first week of doing like a full week at a club.
Oh.
Doing stand up.
So I know the last day is like June 6th.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Because I remember looking at it and being like, oh, good. I won't have to spend my birthday with these fucking people I don't know from the UK.
They might be your new best friends.
You never know.
You never know. All right, so
probably not.
So you got about a month off or so.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do then?
After that?
No.
Oh, for the next month?
Yeah.
Be a jerk.
Yeah. All right.
just be an ass. Just general what I generally do.
Sweet.
Probably going to go to Fort Wayne and try and attempt to use my newfound glory from the show a couple weeks ago.
I see.
See if I can't score a couple of random ladies.
Multiple ladies, yeah. Are you going to just, go into the brass rail and have a Murder by Death t-shirt on? And just be like, oh yeah, so it's laundry day.
You were at the show?
Oh, you there? Oh, that was it's the guy that made it all happen.
Yeah.
you like that song? I wrote that song, yeah. Yeah, no, actually, I gave that one to Adam.
Actually,
yeah.
I write all the songs. I'm kind of like Jim Steinman and Adam's my meatloaf.
Yeah. Here's what I love is that you knew that.
What, everybody doesn't know that Meatloaf didn't write any of those songs?
I think many people know that, but they don't know Jim Steinman's name.
It's on the front of the album.
All right.
It's like Meatloaf, and then it says, all songs by Jim Steinman on the front of Bat Outta Hell.
Ah, I don't have that album, so, yeah. I hear enough of it. I've heard it enough before. It's one of those records you don't really need to buy.
That's true.
I got it. It's in my DNA.
You're going to hear those songs at karaoke sometime.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yes, done poorly.
All right, so...
Did you know that guy also wrote Total Eclipse of the Heart?
That makes sense. It sounds like a Meatloaf song.
It's exactly a Meatloaf song.
That makes sense. All right.
There's your fun trivia.
For the
same guy who wrote Meatloaf songs.
Wrap it up right now.
Bonnie Tyler.
That means we stop. We each have another beer to go.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we like to do some things on the podcast. Even though we're an irregular podcast, we like to keep our bits steady and going. We have the things that we're going to do this week and things we're not going to do this week.
Oh, crap.
Do you have any picks? What are you going to do this week, Nick Cross?
Well, I'm going back to Fort Wayne tomorrow. Then I have a show with Murder by Death in Lansing on Friday.
Okay, so.
And then, actually, what I'm doing Saturday, uh-huh. This is for Fort Wayne.
All right.
This is Fort Wayne.
We got some Fort Wayne listeners.
Yeah. A band called Child Bite is playing in Fort Wayne.
All right.
At the Rail. I think it's at the Rail. I'll have to verify that. But yeah, on Saturday, the 14th, this coming Saturday.
I recommend that show. Child Bite is a fantastic band. And you know who is
a new band?
WNBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WNBA with a friend, Darcy.
Our friend Darcy, is who I don't even think is aware of this podcast. But yeah, Darcy's awesome. And that's her new band that she started when she moved to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they're called the WNBA.
I know.
Yeah. It's pretty brilliant. Yeah. So that's your Saturday doings.
That's my Saturday doings.
I
wish I could go, but Saturday in Indianapolis, the band State is doing a reunion show.
Oh, yeah.
With Dagan on drums.
That's fine.
Birch and Trey.
Yeah. That'd be fun. So you've got two things you should do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Fort Wayne or Indy. And is that the Melody Inn, I suppose?
It's at some place called the Night Porter. It's apparently a newer bar that I guess the guy who runs it is friends with Dave from State. He's getting them to play.
That's cool. All right. Well, here's my doings. Let's see. I know you hate it when I pick my own shows. I'll pick this, though, because it's not really my thing. But on Thursday at the Bluebird is Karaoke with the Stars. It's a fundraiser for Rhinos, where local notables sing while backed by the karaoke machine, live karaoke band.
Yeah.
They win a prize.
Yeah, I can't believe they didn't ask me to do that.
Notables. Notables. not negligibles. You're a local negligible. We need local notables.
Ah, yeah, okay. I mean,
No, we've got some... I'm
well known.
This is the second year we've done it, and it's starting to kind of take off because, we got some kind of more, business, we got, the guy from Sprout Box, and we got, some kind of business-type people coming out to do it.
Yeah.
And also, people are getting crazy about it. I've had so many emails of contestants, so we can do costumes, right? Yeah, hell yeah.
Really?
And then, can I have backup dancers? Fuck yeah.
people are going all out.
People are going all out for it, which is, kind of what we wanted to do. It's an event that I created for Rhinos in hopes that they can do it every single year as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And that's Thursday, 8 o'clock at the Bluebird. Should be a lot of fun. Lots of local notables on stage and lots of negligibles in the audience.
Yes.
And now you know.
I'm kind of upset I'm missing it because I know Jay McClurg is representing the Bishop.
Jay McClurg is representing the Bishop. Dana Thompson.
He's clearly going to be doing Neil Diamond, right?
Yes, that wasn't his first pick, actually. Then he changed his mind and went to Neil Diamond.
Okay, because...
He will be doing Neil Diamond.
He is the biggest Neil Diamond fan there is, I think.
Okay, well, I think Zach would argue that with you, but, you know.
I mean...
But, yeah, no, it's going to be a good time. So, we're doing that on Thursday. That's my pick. I am emceeing it, but I'm just emceeing it. But
you going to tell jokes?
No, I'll probably make catty comments about things.
Okay.
More so than jokes.
Yeah.
And
how is the joke telling going? You asked me about all my touring.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I've been on the road a lot telling jokes.
Yeah.
That's going really pretty well, actually. I just went up to Chicago for the first time, and I did a DIY bar show that's every Saturday called the 2-Hour Comedy Hour, and it's actually really, it's a great show. They run it really well. It's in a little small neighborhood bar in Bucktown. And I did find, and it was kind of one of those things where I wanted to kind of see where I was in comparison to like the bigger city guys and stuff, and I felt like I held my own. Like I got about the same amount of laughs and everything, and so no, it was good. You know, I was in Lafayette the night before that and did a coffee shop show that went really well. I have a show in Knoxville this Saturday. It's a comedy booze cruise that I'm the headliner for.
That kind of sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome, except I'm going last. It's like, it's sort of a showcase.
Super drunk.
Yeah, because I think they pay like $30 or whatever to get on the booze cruise, and they can drink unlimited.
Oh, God.
And so it's like they do it showcase style, which means there's like six comics.
You'll be super funny. Because everybody's going to be like,
hopefully.
Or they're just going to be loud and heckly.
Exactly. By that time, they're done listening to jokes.
Yeah.
You know, because there's like six comics, and each comic does like 15, and then since I'm from out of town and I'm going last, I think I'm doing like closer to 30.
Mm.
But yeah, so I'm doing that, which is interesting, but I'm starting to get out of town and do these things, which is, so it's going well, you know.
Didn't you go to some comedy festival recently?
I went to I was at Gilda's Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan on St. Patrick's Day weekend. I had a show the night before and a show the night of, and it was fun. It's this huge comedy festival, and so it was nice to be asked to come do it. They don't pay you anything, and Grand Rapids is fucking far away from where we live.
About 6 hours, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so I built a sleeping chamber in the back of my truck, basically, like, because I have a top for it now.
Sure.
And so I just spent my money on gas to get up there. My buddy John Handcuff gave me a bottle of Evan Williams, and that's what I drank all weekend. I was super like, I got to not spend money.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm spending like $220 in gas or something to get up there and back, ridiculous. You know. So, but I had a good time. It was great.
Fucking Obama. And the gas prices.
All right, so the Canadian beer is worn off. The Canadian trip is worn off. But yeah, no, so I'm doing comedy all the time, and it's going good, I guess, for the most part.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then...
I can't really ask you if you're getting laid on the road, because you're not.
I'm not getting laid on the road.
Because you're not married.
I am
so
married.
You don't do that.
I don't do that. That's right.
Man, it really puts a lot of pressure on me.
And there's a lot of pressure on you. You know what's great is also the sort of thing where... If I even see, like, a girl is starting to get flirty, I just, like, it's almost fun now to just, like, just shut it down. Like, yeah. It's almost, like...
Just be like, girl, you got no chance.
It's just like, no, see ya. It's like, awesome, I'm gonna go sleep in my truck. It's like, that's how little I want to sleep with you. It's like, nope, gonna go sleep in the truck. Peace. Because that really is that thing of, like, when you're trying to make it happen to the girl, like, there's that, like, the game, the mental, like the mental simulation of it. And so, you know, now I just find the joy, and if a girl is being flirty, of being, like, just shutting down every avenue.
The girl
like,
just wants, as, makes them want you more.
I doubt that. They're just like, oh,
they're just like, that guy's a dick.
That guy's a dick.
What, is he gay?
Yeah.
He doesn't want this.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it goes, yeah. Heartbroken ladies everywhere I go to talk to.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't happen that much. You know, it's like there's not that in comedy. Like,
yeah, it doesn't seem to be like something that translates to comedy for music. It's they're both live performance, but
yeah, exactly.
Girls want to fuck dudes in bands.
Yeah, they don't want to fuck comics. You know, there's a thing like
then they're like, he's just gonna talk about me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's that. And, like, little do they know that musicians, tour managers have podcasts, so, you know.
Yeah, ha
No, I, there is a, Matt Holt is a comic from India, has a thing about that where he's talking about, he's like, you know, girls always want to sleep with guys in the band. He's like, girl comes to me at the end of the show, and she's like, hey, man, that was a great show. Bye.
Like, it's a good joke.
He's like, yeah, it's like, that's as far as it gets.
Yep. You were funny.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
See ya. Okay, goodbye. So anyway, so yeah, comedy's going pretty well. All right, so let's get back on track, though. What are you not going to do this week?
Oh, yeah, not doing. Fuck.
It can be esoteric. It doesn't have to be something that you know of that you're purposely not doing.
Well, the last few days, I've purposely not been going home to see my nephew that was born this weekend.
All right, this is good. Let's talk about this. And why is that?
Because I'm more interested in hanging out here.
Okay.
Babies are fucking boring, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's just gonna cry if I touch it. That's all that's gonna happen. Yeah. Like, my sister will hand me the baby, because you have to hold the baby.
Yeah.
And it'll start crying, and then it might spit on me or shit in my hand, and I have to give it back to her. Like, yeah. That's it.
And you're used to paying a young lady to do that to you.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
The spitting and shitting and crying.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't have to pay for the crying. That usually happens.
That usually happens in the morning when they look over.
That's natural. And that's why it's good. Because I like the natural tears rather than the fake ones.
Yeah, you think that baby's faking it? Like, I'm a baby. Yeah. I'm supposed to do this. All right.
I'm supposed to annoy you.
All right, so...
I mean, she just had it on Saturday. So, yeah. Like, you know, like, the house is... it's a fucking mess up there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And she lives there. So...
Right.
Yeah. I've been...
Does she live there with her baby daddy?
Oh, her husband. Well, my sister and her husband are going to move to Chicago.
Right.
Put their house on the market, thinking it would take several months to sell. They got an offer within a week, so they had to sell. They had to do it. My sister also was very pregnant at this point.
Right.
So it was like, I'm not. She's like, I'm not going to look for houses in Chicago like right now. Like, I'm waiting until this baby's out of me.
Right.
So she's been staying. They moved their shit into storage. And he works in Chicago, so he goes to Chicago all week and works, comes back on the weekends, and my sister's at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
And there you are, up in the mix.
With my niece as well. She has a 6-year-old.
And there you are. Oh, so let's
we have a big happy family. It's me, my sister, my 6-year-old niece, my parents, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And now a baby. So I don't want to fucking be back there, man.
You just need to have like your own reality show or something.
The worst is that I get, like, left.
How about,
with the niece?
Burning crosses.
To, like, take care of her sometimes? Burning crosses.
Is that wrong? No.
We are pagans. You are pagans,
yeah. And racist.
Yeah.
So you get left with the niece, a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, let me back up just a real quick question. So, we know that your sister was home when you brought home this hoochie. So that means the 6-year-old niece was also?
Well, she was sleeping upstairs.
Okay.
She was at school by the time in the morning.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's so six. She goes to school.
You're in the basement, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a whole floor between me and all of them.
Okay.
I'm in the basement. They all sleep on the second floor. Okay. So
all right.
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay. All right.
Whatever.
Let's see what our listeners think. Listeners, we haven't checked the email account in like a year.
No, it goes to my phone.
Oh, okay. Email Nick's phone at nickandmatt@gmail.com, nickandmatt@gmail.com. Yeah. And is that okay? Is it okay to be banging hoochies in the basement while your 6-year-old niece is...
I don't see any problem with it.
Is only like 80 feet away? Vertically.
Vertically. There's a lot of wood between us.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now you're making it worse.
Oh, God. Yeah. Shit. No sound is getting up there.
Okay. All
How's
right.
that?
Because of the choking.
Well, yeah. And the ball gag.
Oh, sure. But that's for you more.
That's for me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, very good. All right. Should we... I just right now like to send a shout out to Mark Cross.
Yeah, who's going to listen to this, I'm sure.
Grandpa Mark. Yeah. All right. So,
I mean, clearly, I love my nieces and nephews. Sure. Whatever.
But it's like, it's baby central. You don't feel like you fit there.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's a weird feeling to walk into. I'm not really good with children.
I can see that.
Like, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Do you ever spend time around little kids? Really?
Not much anymore. You know, I don't know how many of our listeners know this, but I was married before, and in my first marriage, we had a nephew that we kind of helped raise a little bit. We had him a lot over the summers and stuff, and he would come down and stay and stuff. And you know, that was from when he was probably about 6 or 7,
yeah,
till he's about 10 or 11 or so, and then that marriage was no longer
valid. The state, yes. you filed to invalidate
it. Exactly, yes. If you will, yes. It is tax season. No, and so, yeah, I don't know. Like, I like kids okay. Like, they're all right.
I just don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I don't know about babies. I've never been around babies. Other than a very brief amount of time.
I have two nieces. So my other sister has, is it three or four? I don't remember how old my niece is. Yeah. She's either three or four. I think she's four. She might be three.
Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it? That I don't know the age of my nieces.
It's okay. is it so much bad as it is in character?
I guess it just makes sense. But when I'm with them, they want me to do stuff with them,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I can't play with little kids. I don't have that
you
part of me.
Tea time?
Like, I don't know what to do.
What
like,
about instead of tea
like
time?
If they want to play like a board game with me?
Yeah.
I can't not beat them at it. Like, I can't tolerate their cheating because little kids are the cheat, man. they're shitty.
Get this off your chest.
No, little kids are. Because they're all, like, they're so self-absorbed. They don't have any, they haven't developed the part of their brain that, like, understands that other stuff matters that other than them. So, like, they won't leave you alone.
Okay.
When you want to be left alone. And they, I'm sorry, I sound like Louis C.K. right now.
That's all right.
But when you play a game with them, they have to win. They can't understand, like, losing a game. Right. So, they cheat. To me, but they're not good at it. They're not good at cheating because they're not smart.
I think this is the window. This is where the role that you can play is. You can teach them how to cheat well.
No, I just don't allow it. I'm just like, no, you're doing that wrong. Actually, no, I just won. You see how in Connect Four I got all these in a row, and
how many?
And yours are like it's four. Yeah, and you have all of your little pieces all over the place. That's because you suck at this game. Like, you don't just get to win. I need to teach them that losing is a thing that happens to everyone in life.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anyone better to teach the children that than Nick Cross.
I should go to schools. I should do like a, they should bring, like a school can bring me in to teach, like they have the assembly where I teach all the kids how to lose.
There's like the scared straight program and you can do the scared smart program.
Yeah. Figure it out, you little shits. You're not all going to be president one day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, man.
Some of you are going to be in jail. Like,
probably.
Some of you are going to be homeless.
Yeah. This is uplifting.
Some of you are just going to be dead.
And some of you, a few lucky ones, will be waking up next to me.
A few.
A few at a time.
Yeah.
My appetite, it is insatiable.
That's where I'm Michael Jackson.
Yeah. All right. So that's what you're not going to be doing is you're not going to be interacting with your new niece.
Nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking that when he gets older, it'll be easier for me to deal with the boy.
Yeah.
Than the girls.
Yeah.
He'll just want to fight, you know?
Yeah.
He'll just want to, and I can wrestle. I can knock him down, whatever. He can jump, whatever. Fine.
Yeah.
My nieces want to like dress up in princess outfits and fucking whatever.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Okay. Maybe a little bit? Maybe a little bit?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
No.
I'm trying to think what I'm not going to do this week. I'm sure there's some things going on. I've said no to a lot of things on Facebook, which is what I normally do.
I don't even get invited to stuff on Facebook anymore. I removed myself from all those lists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I just don't. I don't get the invites.
That's really smart. I should do that.
Yeah. Just don't even be on anything.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
The people who go to shows list or whatever, like, I took myself off of that. I got, like, a third as many event invites, like, instantly.
That's a really good idea. What am I not going to be doing this week? Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm positive. I like to focus on the things that I'm doing, not the things I'm not doing.
Oh, okay. I see.
I'm not,
it's because we didn't look up.
We didn't look up any shit up. Yeah. We didn't prepare. We had 4 months to prepare for this episode.
I showed up with beer and ate Taco Bell.
Yeah. And I woke up about 20 minutes before you got here. Yeah,
that's the preparation we did. I've already had a busy day, man. I had to go get a new phone.
Got to get a new phone.
Went to the bank.
Shit. Yeah.
I've been productive.
Yeah. Word. I don't know. I woke up, I was productive early, but then my allergies went crazy, so I took a bunch of Benadryl and went back to bed. That's what I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be breathing easily, apparently, until winter, if we ever have a winter again, because we didn't have one this last winter. Yeah, no,
so, allergies are going to be horrible this year, because nothing died.
Nothing died. allergies and insects are going to be fucking awful.
Mosquitoes are just...
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, they're already out. They were out like a month ago. I got bit by a fucking mosquito in February.
It's crazy.
So what? This isn't supposed to happen yet.
I'm waiting for you to swing back to the Canadian side. This is global warming, you guys. Like, corporations. all right, so you already had your tour stories. What are some of the other bits that we do? We don't have a book from Author Solutions.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a long time.
I know. Hint, hint.
Michael Grady.
Michael Grady, our friend. Is he our... and Devilbus. Also works
Devilbus?
There. Devilbus? I like Devil.
Devilbus.
Devilbus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should just call her Devilbus.
Doesn't Zach still work there?
Yeah.
Zach DePew. Any of our friends that still work at Author Solutions, hook us up with some free samples, man. We need
some stupid books.
Nick needs a read to his new nephew.
Yeah.
About, like...
I can't keep reading mule hair to them.
I know, yeah. they already know it. They've got it memorized frontwards and backwards.
Yep.
So I don't know what else is there. What else should we talk about?
We have your preconceived notions.
Preconceived notions. You got
reviews?
Something? You got something for that?
What's coming out?
Titanic 3D. Go.
But I already saw Titanic.
But not in 3D.
Oh.
How is it gonna be? How's the
3D? So like when Leo sinks into the water at the end, his hand will reach out in 3D at me.
Yes.
That's probably. I bet that's a scene.
I bet
that's totally a scene.
Yeah.
Okay, we can just both do this.
Okay.
What are the things they're going to turn into 3D from Titanic? The only thing
Billy,
I think
Billy Zane's sneer, his lip will just come out at you.
Yeah. The only thing that I could think of that would be kind of cool looking. Is when the ship is sinking, when it like turns and starts going down,
right?
And then it's like all the people falling.
They're falling into the audience.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
You know, people love to shit on that movie, but I will say that from the point when they hit the iceberg on, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, when it's just people dying.
Because but it's shot so beautifully and it's amazing. Yeah. And like it is, it's really kind of an amazing film from that. But like the 2.5 hours,
the set looks great.
Yeah,
you know?
it looks good, the way they did the. Yeah.
Yeah, I've only ever seen that movie one time.
I think that's all you need to.
Yeah, I saw it opening night in the theater with my high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was like, that was a hyped up movie.
It really was. Yeah.
Like, and I remember going thinking like, oh, this could be fine, because had no idea. Nobody had seen it yet.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't realize it was going to be a steaming pile of shit. I just thought, oh man, it'll probably be cool when the ship sinks. And that's about the only part that's cool. I didn't know there was going to be 2 hours of fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
No, and of course, you know, girlfriend crying. Like,
yes.
I think I got a wicked hand job after that.
Just the saddest hand job. Why does it always come back to, like, the saddest masturbation joke?
No, I mean, she was feeling my girl. Like,
she was feeling romantic.
She really got into it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have sex because were like...
She was a Christian girl that would only give you hand jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I've talked about her before.
Like in the hot tubs. You give the hot tub hand jobs. But yeah. No, but like, yeah, she just...
By the way, wicked hand job, that's the second time in the last week that I've said that term. I was like in the van. I don't even know what we were talking about. But I said wicked hand job and Matt... BattleBot was just like, new band name, and then we spent the next 30 minutes coming up with t-shirt designs for Wicked Hand Job.
There you go. What was the best one?
The best one, it was a tie. I wanted to do like a Shiva-style goddess with multiple arms just jerking off many dicks.
That's pretty good.
And but Matt came up, I think this one's a winner, like hand doing the metal sign.
Yeah.
With a dick through it, nobody can see what I'm.
He's doing the classic Ronnie James Dio evil sign.
Yeah, with the two fingers up. But you know, you use your thumb to hold the two middle fingers down, so you just slide a dick through there.
Slide a dick.
So it's a wicked hand job. It's a metal hand job.
There you go. Any graphic artists out there that want to work those up?
Yeah, just send it to us.
Send it to us at the email address.
I would print those shirts, like for a fake band that will never exist.
Wicked hand job.
Wicked hand job.
There you go. What's the best band name you ever heard?
I mean,
or thought of. Joke one.
Wicked hand job's pretty good. I've always really liked Pussy Got Loud. I came up with that.
Okay.
I just misheard somebody say something, and I thought they said pussy got loud.
Yeah.
I was like, I just turned, I was like, did you just say pussy got loud? And it was not even close. And then I was like, pussy got loud. That sounds like a really awesome L7, like, chick trio. Yeah. You know, like...
Yeah, all right. So Pussy Got Loud.
Pussy Got Loud. I like that band name.
All right, there you go.
So, I'm giving those out. If anybody wants to start the bands Pussy Got Loud or Wicked Hand Job, go for it.
There you go. All right, so that was your... We're going to go with Titanic 3D as your preconceived notion.
Yeah. What are the scenes that are going to be in 3D? We didn't...
That's it. The Leo that's all sinking. You get two.
The Leo sinking, the people falling... what else is going on? Do we get 3D Winslet tit?
No, of course not. No. If they knew what they were doing, they would. Winslet tit. Another great band name.
I'm full of them.
That's more of like a British...
Just give me a British
shoegaze band.
Yeah, Winslet tit.
Winslet tit. No, they opened for the Stone Roses once, and they're pretty good, man.
When they're doing it in the car, and it's all steamed up, the hand comes up.
The steam hand is actually going to smack you in the face.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been gross anyway.
I can't believe I remember so many scenes from that fucking movie.
Because you loved it.
I saw it in like 97 or whatever, and that's it.
Nothing seals in a memory like a wicked hand job.
That's true.
That's why so many people remember where they were on 9/11 is because all the wicked hand jobs that went out.
After
the news got out, everybody got the wicked hand jobs.
It was, you know, everybody was so glad they were still alive.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, get over here.
We may die tomorrow. We don't. There's too much. There's so much uncertainty.
That's true. Let me make the devil sign with my hand.
Yes. Oh boy. We just amused ourselves.
Exactly. What I like about the last couple of minutes is I'm pretty sure no one makes it this far in the podcast, so it's really just for you and me.
Yeah. This is our personal time. Exactly. Maybe I should start holding all my comments about girls I have sex with and stuff until now, so like...
It keeps people listening? I don't know, he isn't talking about...
No, he's talking about... just turn it off.
He isn't talking about finger-banging some lady in Toronto yet. I don't know, we should keep listening, probably. Yeah.
I mean, that's our bread and butter. We gotta save it till the end, you know? It's like closing the set out.
You know? Here you go, yeah. We're opening with taking care of business, and we got nowhere to go after that, yeah.
It's like Rick Springfield opening with Jesse's Girl. You can't do that. And closing with it,
which is what he does. I don't know if you knew that.
Does he really do that?
Yeah.
What a shithead.
Somebody saw me opened and closed with Jesse's Girl.
What a piece of shit.
Apparently Young MC did the exact same thing with Bustin' Move when he was at Jake's. And he did like the opening one was like...
Wouldn't people just leave? Wouldn't they just be like, oh, I guess we already heard it.
Well, he did like a 28-minute version as the opener. It just was a super jammed out version.
His 45-minute set was 35 minutes of Bust a Move.
Yeah, exactly. He did one song that was different in between, and then he just did the regular like radio cut version to close out the show.
That's awesome.
That is.
That's ballsy.
Getting paid. Fuck it. Getting paid. Who gives ballsy. A shit, dude?
I'm contracted for 45 minutes. I'm just gonna make 40 of it. The song, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, those bands like those jam bands, you know. And they're like, oh, we have a festival set and you only want us to do 30 minutes? All right, that's one song.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, we'll do this song. That's it. So, kind of genius. All right, we're coming down to the end of the... We're really tapering off. We're really losing steam.
Are we?
We're, I feel like.
I don't know. I thought we did all right.
We did okay. I don't know. It's all right.
How did we do, people? Let us know. Email us.
At?
nickandmatt@gmail.com.
nickandmatt@gmail.com.
One T. Maybe that's why we don't get more emails.
Probably. It's probably my fault.
People are sending it to some other Nick and Matt.
Yeah, exactly.
The 2T. Maybe we should register that email address as well.
Perhaps we should. Or we should just stop doing the podcast.
Just see what comes in.
What should we do? What did I say this was? This episode 28? 38?
Is this 28? No, it's definitely 28. Not 38.
Episode 28. 28. 4 years, 28 episodes.
It hasn't been 4 years.
Maybe?
Three.
Who knows? Time, it slips by so fast.
It's not a very good average.
When are we going to do our next episode? You don't leave for a month.
I'll probably come back down here between now and then. Just because I get bored.
That's true.
I can only play so many video games.
So you have to come down here and play video games with your friends.
I have to come down here and get drunk with my friends. Oh. And go back to Fort Wayne and play video games all week.
You hear that, everybody in Fort Wayne? You're not his friend.
Yeah. Everyone fuck who listens, you, Jay Bush and Grey Blue.
All right, well,
I don't really love you.
There you go. The truth finally comes out in the final seconds of the podcast.
When no one is listening.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling about 2012 so far? Let's talk about that.
The year?
Yeah. Not the movie.
I'm not
the movie starring...
I'm not very impressed, actually.
Really?
The weather's been pretty nice, but I need more apocalypse. If the people... If the promising the apocalypse and not delivering is bullshit.
It's not supposed to be here till December, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
There's gotta be something. Something's gotta start. It can't just all happen at once.
Well, maybe it's on you. Maybe you need to start the apocalypse.
I need to start the apocalypse.
Like, on a larger scale, not just individually for these girls.
That you're maybe when I start... I just need to start giving wicked hand jobs.
Wicked hand jobs. Wicked
hand jobs.
Wicked
hand jobs. Hand jobs.